is. Thank you. All right, keep your hair on. Oh, you want to get off? Moneypenny, a feast for my eyes. Well, I was going to get around to that. I'll be right back. Oh, well, as Em's away. Minister, Chief of Staff, ATAXA, automatic targeting attack communicator, uses an ultra-low frequency coded transmitter to order our submarines to launch ballistic missiles. Every order could be countermanded. Have we begun a salvage operation, Minister? Excuse me. Whoever you are, you outstayed your welcome. Come on. Well, I hope you have a car. Who are you? The Havelocks? I'm sorry. How did you know where Gonzales was? I'm afraid we're being outpost powered. Excuse me. Take the low road. Not that low.
You don't mind if I drive, do you?
Pull for four. Employer. Oh,
yeah. Love a drive in the country, don't you? Hold tight. Oh, by the way, we haven't been properly introduced, Molina. My name is Bond. James Bond. Muchas gracias. Olympic has a flight at 11. Should be safe to go to the airport now. Are you all right? Going back to your father's ship? What business? The Chinese have a saying. Before setting out on revenge, you first dig two graves. I quite agree, sir. If you care to look again at page 2, paragraph 4 of my report, sir, you will note that I saw someone paying off Gonzales. Now, assuming that that was for Havelock's murder, then there is still a glimmer of hope. If we could identify that someone... Yes, sir. Minister? Thank you. Smithers, how's the arm? That'll come in handy. Identidraft, you.
Stinging in the rain.
I see you managed to get the Lotus back together again. Indeed, I don't. And the West German police, as you've told me, sir, already, Q, five times. Male Caucasian, late 30s. Hair, fine, light brown. That's it. Parted in the middle. Eyes, a little smaller. Blue, a little grayer. That's it, you have it. Now, nose. Nose, not a banana, Q. Stop. Lips fuller. No. Mouth wider. Good. Thank you. I reckon we're almost there, Q. Apart from glasses. Steel rimmed. Octagonal. That's him. That's our man. Ah, sir, the man we want is Emile Leopold Locke, an enforcer in the Brussels underworld. He's been convicted of several particularly brutal murders. He escaped from Namur prison by strangling his psychiatrist. He has worked for drug syndicates in Marseille and Hong Kong. Now reported working for Greek smugglers. The Italian Secret Service think that he is at this moment in Cortina. Yes, sir. I'll do my best, sir. I'll leave you to lock up. Let me out, will you?
Grazie. Greg. But not at San Moritz. Bond. James. I presume London's briefed you. Then what's he doing in Cortina? Yes, but can I meet him? Bond, James Bond.
That's a very good idea, thank you. We'd like some information.
I've seen Miss Brink skate, and I think the world will soon be seeing a great deal of your skating too, Mr. Howe. Well, I'd be delighted. I'm staying at the Miramonte.
You know this man? Where is this dove?
Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Christatis.
What do you think, Luigi? Does this dove, Columbo, have the resources to mount a salvage operation?
Luigi, I'll see you later.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Yes, give me a dozen lilies, will you? Oh,
pick them up later. Come on, quick.
Send them to the funeral, will you?
Hey, slow down. Now, would you mind telling me what the devil you're doing in Cortina?
What telegram? I didn't send a telegram. Now, get in.
The station, please.
Not we, you.
And now.
Il stazione, per favore. I'm working on it.
Vai avanti.
Oh, so you can put an arrow in his back? You do that and we'll never find out who or what is behind all this. Vai avanti. Melina, look at me. You were lucky once, but they are onto you now. The telegram, the motorcycles back there, they prove it. Now, please let me handle this. All I can tell you is something of vital interest to both our countries. Your father was part of it. He thought it important enough to risk his life. Now, Melina, please trust me. Go back to the Triana and wait. Let me find out what I can here, then I'll come straight to Corfu, I promise you. It won't be, I swear.
Don't they have showers at the ice rink?
How did you get in here? Well, I'm exceedingly flattered, B.B. But you're in training. Well, how about building up a little more muscle tone by putting on your clothes?
Why, I think you're wonderful, B.B., but I don't think your Uncle Harry would approve.
Yes, well, you get your clothes on. I'll buy you an ice cream.
Ah, shall we? Didn't you ever come up for air?
Yes, well, you can't lose.
He's German champion.
You know something, B.B.? You're fickle.
Well, B.B., I'm afraid I have to leave you.
I have an appointment.
All right, but if I can't make it, all I can say is don't grow up anymore. Oh, the opposite sex would never survive it. Guarda.
Oh. Won't take long, Luigi. Don't play with any of the switches, will you?
Well, I took the scenic route. Tell me more about your boyfriend, Eric Kriegler. Well, of course. What else can you tell me about my rival for your affections? Well, I radio-telephoned the Triana and they told me you were coming ashore. Why not?
Oh, think.
Paracolor. I think you may need that. I can see why. Is Corfu your home?
Did he leave any notes? They could help us. Try not to think about it. I'm meeting a man tonight at the casino who may give us a lead.
Courage is no match for an unfriendly shoe, Countess.
If you play the odds. Le Mans Pass.
Le Mans.
Would you cash these in for me, please? Thank you. Excuse me. Ouzo for me, please. I'll have the Prevers of Prawns, a Sabra salad, and Bordetto. Well, if you'll forgive me, I find that a little too scented for my palate. I prefer the Theotaki aspirin.
Go on.
Just tell me where he is.
And the Countess?
Just tell me where he is.
This may be an opportunity. If you play the odds.
Allow me.
May I drive you home?
No courage?
Seriously, you may have a job finding one this time of night.
My name is Bond. I'm a writer. I'm preparing a novel about Greek smugglers. Do you know any? Well, I would have thought that a lady in your position would get to know many things. I'd really be most grateful. Very.
You left this with Ferrara, I believe. Had no head for heights.